What is your mood this morning? Just check in. Is there tiredness? Notice tiredness. Is there clarity? Notice clarity. Is there satisfaction? Notice satisfaction. Today we're exploring mental states, emotions and mental states. And this is a practice called noting or labeling. It's a useful practice in particular for dealing with challenging or difficult emotions or mental states. So begin with a mental state or an emotional state you're aware of right now. And for simplicity, I'll just say emotional state, but if yours is mental, then that's where you stay. And as I lead you in this meditation, at any point in which there's a lot of confusion, spaciness, not spaciousness, but spaciness, irritation, confusion, then just go back to your anchor point, which is a posture point or a breath point that you've been returning to all these days. And then join when you can, or just stay there. This is not a meditation to push through. This is a meditation that is a way to provide a container to be with and practice with difficult emotion or mental states. So begin by, again, accessing an emotion that you're having. And whichever one comes up at the end of my sentence is probably the one you're having. So just trust that that is the one. And however it's coming up, just let it come up the way it does. And then we'll begin by noting or labeling with just one word, one descriptor of the emotion say it's sadness, and you just noted with a lightness of mind, say 5-10% of your mind, just like touching it. So we talked about touch, receive, convey. So you're just kind of like tapping at it in a steady beat. It's really important that the beat is steady, like a metronome is keeping the beat, or that you're tapping at this emotion or mental state, right? In a steady beat. So for instance, my beat is sadness, sadness, sadness. Yours could be whatever pace, and it's important to keep the same steady beat. If you feel yourself pushing and it speeds up, then you take your foot off the accelerator, so to speak, and just ease back into the beat that's calming, that's steady, that helps you to stay with in a way that is grounding, that's with equanimity. That's what the beat helps with. And it's really important that it's just one word, so that it helps to identify, but not take you off in the enmeshment of the story and the thought. Not that those are wrong, it's just we're working with it in a way that supports just what this is right here and right now. And as you note with your beat, if another descriptor come up, then go ahead and note that again in the same beat. One word. And now as you're doing that, you really want to try to open up your field of awareness. Not, we started with the beat in a way like one-pointed concentration, right? Just on it, on it, on it. Now you're still touching it, and you're aware that it's in a big field, a wide field of awareness. It's like you open up your focus, you leave it in, you note it in a wide field of awareness. Sometimes the volume kind of goes down, and that's okay. And if you do go off in spaciness, then and it's not an overwhelm kind of spaciness, then just turn up the volume just a little bit to keep you with the beat. And at the same time that it's wide open, spacious, allowing field of awareness. And this is not something to rush through. Just let each descriptor of your emotion or mental state just reveal itself to you. And now in this field of awareness, see if you can perceive a pattern. For instance, perhaps sadness has now switched to frustration, and then to anger. If there isn't a pattern, it's not wrong. Just if there's a pattern, and you note the pattern, or you're aware of the pattern. And once you have an awareness of the pattern, or just wherever you are right now with noting, I want you to bring your attention to a body point. And again, at the end of my sentence, wherever it lands in the body, see if you can just trust that that's where it's associated right now. For instance, mine is right in the middle of my chest. So now you're noting the sensation, the physical sensation of the quality at the location. For instance, mine is heavy, heavy, heavy. I'm not saying chest, chest, chest. That's a descriptor of the body, but not the sensation. So it's important that it's the sensation at that place. And again, one word. Perhaps it's squeezing. If there's a direction, you can use one word for the direction. Down, down, down. And again, if it starts to feel really overwhelming, then you first try to turn down the volume, slow the beat, or go back to your home spot, the anchor that you've been going back to the whole time. Otherwise, you're noting in the same beat the quality of the sensation at the location, how it feels sensation-wise, bodily. And then it's the same. Perhaps it reveals a different, perhaps like heavy becomes full. Or solid. And now you note temperature. actual physical temperature, so it's pretty limited for most of us. Perhaps it's, right now for me, it's warm. Warm, warm. Perhaps it's hot, cold, cool. If you have a number, that's a thought. If you say hot like the sun, that's a thinking. So go back to just one word of the sensation that's there. And at any point that one of these descriptors I'm pointing towards, or as I'm leading you through, you're not quite sure what the temperature is, but it's important to keep the beat. So you can just make a sound there to keep the beat. Like I happen to like, na, na, na. Whatever your sound is, just to help you stay until it reveals itself to you. So remember, it's still in that wide field of awareness to receive, to let the temperature reveal itself to you, not to make a temperature or force a temperature. And if you feel yourself doing that, just ease back. Open up the field of awareness. And now, what are other qualities of sensations there? Perhaps there's tingling. Perhaps now there's expansion. Any other descriptor that describes the sensation? Right there in that spot. If it feels overwhelming, go back to the temperature. Or take a deep breath and try again. And again, if it's overwhelming, just keep going back to the last thing. I'm leading you through to give you a sense, and then there'll be silence as you practice it and move at your own pace. And it's always good to know that when you advance to the next one, if it's hard to stay with it, sometimes it's this means it's not quite ready to go there yet, so the last, just go back to the last step. And again, at any point it just becomes way overwhelming or confusing, you just go back to your basic anchor point of a posture point or breath point. So now from the body location, you're going to go back to that emotional or mental state that you started with. Just take yourself back there and use three beat on that. Right? So I'm going back to sadness, sadness, sadness. And then I open up. And is there another emotion that's the stronger one at this point? Or a different one? It might not be, and it could be. There's no right, there's no wrong. These are just movements to be able to work with difficult emotion or thoughts. And when it's overwhelming, because the emotion and thoughts are very enmesh in a story often, which again doesn't make it bad, it just has its own cycle that's hard to disengage from, so that it might be revealing a difference to it, or something new, or more depth or subtlety. So to be able to move it to a body point, and then go back up to the emotion or the mental quality. So this is a way to be able to stay with what emotion or mental quality you're having in a way that supports being with it, but not to be overwhelmed by it. So now we'll have silence as you move at your own pace. And each time you move to a different, let it be intentional, right? With a sense of equanimity, as upekkha, right? In the midst of this steadiness, that this is something, the evenness, the balancedness of emotion and mental field of awareness, so that this is a investigative, a deeper seeing of vipassana, right? Exploration. Dogen says to go forth and experience the mirror things is delusion. That the mirror things come forth and reveal themselves is awakening. Let your emotions, your mental, your physical state even, reveal themselves to you. Let the myriad things, internally and externally, be a revelation for you. Right? Allow them to show themselves as they are, and you open and receptive. You're noting it, but you're noting it in a way that is accepting and allowing. In a wide open field. upekkha or equanimity. Be a balance of heart and mind. Also could mean in the midst of. And it's actually a result of mindfulness. And so today, it's a bit by like opening yourself up to the spaces between the beat. The beat helps you to just touch, and then there's space between. The sustaining, the receiving. Let the myriad things convey themselves to you.